Hey guys, today's segment is just going to be a calm segment about drama, and let's get into it. So today what we're going to be covering is Avani being sad. Okay, so she's just been posting a lot of like depressing TikToks, that's the word, and we're kind of worried about her, so we're going to get into that. And we're going to talk about Nikita Dragon blackface. She's done this multiple times, but it's okay. We're gonna talk about that. And then Addison Rae not knowing how to do a TikTok trend. And Okay. And Zoe's mom supporting All Lives Matter. So let's get right into the segment. Hi, it's your girl Danny, guys. I hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time, whatever time you guys are listening to this. It is 9:43 a.m. The 20th of September 2020. I actually have not I've never filmed a podcast this early, so this is a first, guys. Okay, so I haven't done a drama in so long, but just know that I will be giving guys some Zoe Laverne drama soon enough, because I haven't watched the video. I know it's really bad. I'm usually the one who's like on top and like doing stuff, but it's okay. I think that's all I have to say for now, but you guys already know by the intro what's going on. I am filming another podcast right now at the moment. Hopefully that doesn't get mixed up into the segment, because it's like my first time cross segmenting. I don't know if that makes sense, but like let's get right into it. So I said I was gonna do Avani's like depressing TikToks first. Okay, let's do that. Let's get some tea on Avani. You know, it takes me a minute to do this. I will link the videos down below that you guys probably already like watch her, but it's okay. Just like tell everyone that you got like TikTok tea and stuff from me, because I showed you guys the link to Anna Oopens. Okay, whatever.
It's back. And today, I'm going to
talk about what's going on. Okay, so Avani has been really quiet about all, like, the TikTok tea and stuff. She hasn't gotten into any TikTok drama in, like, so long. It's been months.
However, she's now starting to...
So, her TikToks have been like so energetic and like been so fun, but now it's like really depressing, and like people are really, really worried about her. I'm gonna read you guys the comments that people said, because that's like really serious about like mental health and stuff, so hopefully she's okay. Okay. Bunch of people telling her to get help from like a therapist or somebody, and a lot of people were like, maybe there was like some issues with her her relationship with her boyfriend Anthony. But then she released a video about their like anniversary or something, and we all knew that was fine. Okay, and then this is what she said. Yo, on a real note, this is something wrong with me. Why do I feel like crying? Oh, that's like really depressing right there. Okay.
Why do I feel like crying though?
Okay, and then she said, oh, the things I would do to be able to sleep like a normal person. Honestly, I would love to make a joke about this, but it's not like a joke, so I won't. So basically, that's not okay. She should talk to someone, and it's very serious. I'm really bored right now, but like, I'm doing this for you guys. There's like a lot of things we need to cover, but yeah, this is like you guys might think that this is, like, all fun and jokes. To me, this is actually not. A lot of people deal with this type of stuff, and I do talk about it a lot on my, thing. On my channel. On my podcast, just because it's really important for everyone to really realize what mental health really is. So, I just want you guys to know, if something happens, you should definitely go and talk to someone, because this is serious. If you get suicidal thoughts, that's like a thing that you should really talk to someone about. And yeah, that's all I have to say on that. I'm not a therapist or anything, but definitely go and do stuff. Yeah, do stuff. Like, that's something that can distract you from, like, certain things, and that's, like, really good, but you should not totally just ignore it, because it's something that should be, like, a constant topic around schools or around, like, your work or anything. Like, it's just something that should, you know, be there. I'm gonna play a song, because I'm really bored. Okay, let's put on some chapstick. My lips are chapped. Yeah. If you guys are new to my channel, or podcast, I keep on saying channel, but like, go listen to my past podcasts because they're really hyped. okay, let's continue. And Ivani also said, "Ugh, I'm annoyed. I'm going to cry in my car." That's like, that's something that happens in movies, but like, it's not funny. Like, it's real life. Like, she should check that out. Yeah. And then she also said, "Guys, I'm sad today. I've decided to not get... I've decided I'm not getting out of bed all day, nor doing anything but cry. Smile face." That's not something to laugh about at all. But it's okay. This is serious. I'm gonna say this like a lot in this segment. It's gonna be very serious because this happens on a daily basis and it should be taken care of. Yeah, definitely. Okay. She also said, "Sadly, this time I'm not ha 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 JK moment today. I'm just not a bad bitty." So she's not in a good mood. That's like what she's basically saying in her tweet. She's going all over on Twitter. And people were worried that she was shading someone in this Twitter comment. She said, "Watch out for the people who you decide to mess with. You never know how they're doing mentally." That's something I always say on this podcast because it gets me so mad, because physically there might be something wrong with the person, but mentally it might be just a whole different problem. So and a bunch of people started to shade Anthony for no reason. Like, just leave him alone, honey. Like, no. Oh my gosh. Okay. They were like, okay, they were just straight up shading him, even though like this was just like a past thing. Ugh. Yeah. And Ivani threatened to delete her TikTok, and people said, "As you should." One person said, "As you should." "Asking And then another person said, okay, IDK. No, it's not funny. Nobody cares. Like, Emmanuel, this is Emmanuel's the person who, like, tweeted this. Like, it's not your problem. Like, and then another person said, don't remember axing. No, I will kill the person who said that. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Someone said, someone delete Ivani's TikTok already. People hate that much, people, to, like, say that to them. That's, like, really bad. I will kill them. But, okay. If you guys want to send me any messages down below and want me to add them to this podcast, I will link down below so you guys can send it to me, and I will add it to the segment. Or you could just go on my website. So that's Ivani's part of the segment. Let's get to Nikita Dragon blackfishing. I don't know at this point. Another favorite of my song. Miss Caroline. Oh, this is probably gonna get copyrighted. Whatever. I don't even think that's a thing on this. Okay, I'm sorry. You're my good days. Sometimes in October. Ooh, this is all downloaded music. Okay, whatever. Nikita, so. Actually, I'm gonna say this. I'm sorry, I just saw the Ace Fanny's video, and it's just, the title is just so funny, and the caption, I mean, the picture's, like, really funny. Okay, Nikita. I watch her. She's a beauty guru. I do watch, like, a bunch of beauty gurus. Skincare-wise, a bunch of things. Okay, sorry. Need to take a deep breath. Okay. Just honestly, Nikita, she is very racist. I'm gonna say this. Like, it's not. So basically, she came out with this, like, palette thing, and she had, like, a statue in the back of her palette picture, and that was very offensive. And I still don't know why I watch her, but it's okay. Yeah, that's all I have to say. She's just very racist, and yeah, honestly, people just think that racism is only towards certain people, but it happens all around the world. It's not something that just happens in one place. It spreads rapidly, like an epidemic without, like, the infectious disease. I'm sorry, we're going through one right now, but it's okay. Epidemic is, like, different from a pandemic, but it's okay. Sorry. I keep on saying it's okay, but it's not okay. Okay. Yeah. I've just had enough of Nikita, and it's not, like, new to me that she's, like, something like this has happened to her. Okay. Okay, so one of her good friends, I forgot what her name is. Let me see. Oh, someone commented this. Oh my gosh, everyone. Oh, she said this. Oh my gosh, everyone is so annoying online right now. IDK. Why are they so obsessed with my skin tone? I swear, they forget I'm Mexican and Vietnamese. Like, sis, that pic was months ago when I was so tan. But anyways, love you. What the hating host? Oh, well, got to say XX. What does XX mean? She swears a lot, but whatever. I'm gonna change the song. I'm gonna listen to some Glee. Oh yeah, and I'm so sorry I didn't mention this. Something is coming out soon with one of my roommates. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you guys. It's probably supposed to be happening today, but we're not sure yet, okay? We're just going to set it up today, and I'll let you guys know probably today, but I'm like, it'll probably be out, like, during the week. I don't know. I'm too hot to say. That's right. I'm not going to scream in my name, and I'm just going to play. That's right. So go ahead and look around your ear. What you got to talk about? Baby, I don't care. Okay. One person said, you guys probably could not hear me, but it's okay. One person said, how do you switch races? Tell me so I can get white privilege. Probably like Asian or like not white, like a race that's not right. But okay, yeah, that's what one person said. Another person said, don't even say that it's a tan or it was lightning, because it ain't, sis. It ain't, period. I can't. Okay. Sing in my name, and I'll just look away. That's right. So go ahead and lay your means on your mouth. Baby, I don't care. Okay, another person said, girl, how the TF are you blacker than me? I'm allowed to laugh at this because she's black. Exactly, sis. That's on period. Okay. Oh, Summer Walker decided, who is like great friends with Nikita, decided to fire back and say this. Said, LOL, you the same color as me, babe. You're cute though. Oh my gosh. Okay, guys, y'all know like the thing that like happened with Charlie and like Joey Laverne. Honestly, I don't know what happened. Because I didn't watch the video, but Zoe's like apparently obsessed with Charlie D'Amelio. Okay, it's the song's freaking repeating and I can't deal with it. Okay. You think oh my gosh, I lost my voice. Oh my gosh. I don't care. Toxic. I'm trying to like change. Ooh, I love this. Okay. I only like this song just because Santana sung it, and like it gives me chills every time I play it. But I go out. If you guys didn't know, I was obsessed with Glee. I still am. It's just like I've cooled down a little. Okay, so the other thing we are going to talk about is Zoe Laverne's mom supporting All Lives Matter. So Zoe was obsessed with Charlie. She still is, and something's mentally going on in her head. I pray for all these TikTokers today just because they are not mentally in the mental state that they're supposed to be in, and it's very bad. They should not be posting. Zoe was not supposed to be posting, but her mom decided to go on live and decide to say, I stand... Okay, let's just, like... Let me just play the video for you. Sis. Okay. I'm gonna pause the music for a sec so you guys can hear what this woman says.
Getting killed as well, not just black people. I'm not prejudiced. White people are getting killed as well. Look at our police officers. All lives matter.
I think all lives matter.
No offense,
but I don't say that. I think all lives matter, and they do.
And die.
Give me a second. Sis, do not get on my nerves. Okay, I don't think she's not educated enough. Before they say anything, they should educate themselves on every single thing that happened in history going on. Like, at least 65% of the history. Because if you don't know even 50%, you should not even be saying anything. All lives do matter, but right now, Black lives matter. Black lives still matter. People think it's over, but it's not. I saw this TikTok when I was on TikTok. A black child, he was 12 years old, and he decided to hang himself. He tried to hang himself just because of the color of his skin. And do you all think this is okay? No, it's not. So all lives don't matter at this state, but they all matter at certain parts of history. Thank you. Okay. And this is what Zoe Laverne had to say about this. Okay. One person said, okay, so this is like the comments on like what Zoe's mom said. Bruh, are we even surprised at this point? It's Zoe's mom. Duh, thank you. You had a lot to say right there. Another person said, this family is so canceled to the point it's funny. It's not funny. I don't agree with what this kid said. It's not funny. It's just like, it's just the stupidity that the mom had to say what she had to say. We all have like our freedom of speech in this country, but sometimes it's like really dumb, but it's okay. Another person said, like mother, like daughter. They cracked me up. I don't know this one. At least I don't think. I hate this one. My life. We just played this one. Oh, this one's like one of my favorites. Dying, bury me in satin, lay me down in a bed of roses. I also like this song just because Santana sung it, but it's okay. Okay, so Zoe went on her spam account and said this. not supposed to be posting, but I just want to let y'all know I do not support what my mom supports. I'm a 19-year-old adult. I make my own choices. Ugh. Yeah, she was not supposed to be posting because it's not mentally healthy for her. And her mom decided to do something that's not mentally helpful for her and her TikTok community. But she decided to do it anyway. Selfish. Okay. What else? Okay, so we covered Ivani's sadness. We covered Nikita's blackfishing incident. And we covered Zoe's mom supporting All Lives Matter. Now, last of all, we have Addison Rae. This is like the funniest thing ever. I saved it for last because it was funny. But like part of it isn't funny. Like this whole segment is just like TikTokers not being mentally okay to post enough to know knowledge about certain things. So drop the mic. Okay, so Addison Rae. So here's the trend. I'll play the sound. Hopefully I don't get copyright. I don't think we get copyright on this, but yeah. Yeah, let's do this. Okay. I'll play the sound so that if you guys are on TikTok and you know the sound and you but if you go to the video, you'll see her doing it. But like I'm just gonna play the sound really quickly. I think I'm like all the way up there. Like go. The frick. There we go. Yep. Whoop. Wires. Okay.
Take a look at this.
No. Okay, so you guys probably won't understand what like happened. So basically the point of the trend was, so basically you're supposed to put your phone on like a window shield or something, and those the sound that was playing was as she walked by, and she was supposed to put her finger, so she put her finger in front of the camera, and her whole head was not supposed to move, and her whole head moved, so she did the trend wrong. So she was supposed to put, so two things she did wrong. She moved her whole head, and her finger was supposed to go behind the camera, so it looked like she was staring at someone. Does that make sense, people? Yes, it does. Okay. So, yeah, so she did it wrong. Okay, so it looked really dumb, and people just kept on roasting her about it, and it's like, not funny. It's funny, and it's not funny, because something might have, like, something might have triggered her head, and we still don't know if it did, and we just need to be careful about our comments and surroundings on what we say. I hate the song. I'm sorry, I hate specific songs on Glee. Valerie. Okay. Yeah, she did the whole trend wrong. People started roasting her, and this is what people have to say. So people made reactions to it. One person said, "It's supposed to go behind the camera." Period, sis. Oh my gosh. Another person said,
She didn't even move her eyes. She moved her whole head. LMAOAOAO. And then this is like the part where it does not get funny. She said, "I want to do this trend, but I'm not gonna. You're welcome." That's very sad, because she's a TikToker. That's her job. But she's just getting roasted for one mistake she made. The mistake was funny, though, but people took it to the extent that it wasn't. Yeah. Yeah. That's, like, all I have to say on this matter. I'm super duper sorry for, like... cross-vlogging, cross-segmenting, but it's okay. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and I will see you guys next time. Bye! I hope you guys really enjoyed this segment. I know I did. This drama was very long. I'm cross-segmenting.